Age. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for her, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage, as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose way of life is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
During the Great Persecution in England, from 1660 to 1690, John Bunyan was arrested for his beliefs and imprisoned in Bedford County Jail. While he was there, he wrote The Pilgrim's Progress, the story of Christian and his pilgrimage, the difficulties he faced, and adventures he went through on the journey that took him through the Slough of Despond, Vanity Fair, and the Delectable Mountains. Just like Much Afraid in Hind's Feet on High Places, Christian faced and conquered many enemies before he finally arrived at the Celestial City, where John Bunyan says of him, he passed over and all the trumpets sounded for him on the other side. 2 weeks ago, we started our short series on Old Testament wisdom and poetry with Psalm 1, which talks of the person who is blessed. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This week and next, we are going to continue to think about how the Psalms describe a person who is blessed. And in today's Psalm, we read this: blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. Like the story of Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, or of Much Afraid in Hind's Feet on High Places, we are called to be pilgrims, called to a pilgrimage. And the psalmist promises that as we set our hearts to be pilgrim people, we will experience blessedness. So what does it mean to be blessed? Let's recap for a moment. When Martin preached on Psalm 1 2 weeks ago, he referred to the fact that in the Good News Bible, the word that is here translated blessed is translated as happy. But Martin pointed out that there's actually a really marked difference between happiness and blessedness. That happiness is entirely dependent on the circumstances that we're in at any given moment. But of course, we all have seasons of life when the circumstances are such that we actually feel anything but happy. It's not happiness that's described in these Psalms, but blessedness. It's something much deeper. And Martin described it this way: that deep down place in our spirits, when despite what is going on in our circumstances, despite our immediate situation, despite the mess of the world, still I know that God has me in his grasp, that God's embrace holds me tightly, and that God's love for me will never, ever be diminished. And Psalm 84 tells us that that blessedness comes when we set our hearts on pilgrimage. The psalm is about a journey or pilgrimage made by the people of Israel to Jerusalem to worship at the temple of God. They made that journey for the great feasts of the Jewish year, and this psalm probably refers to the journey that took place every year towards the end of September, when the people of Old Testament times celebrated the new year. At this time, the families of Israelites would leave their fields and villages and wend their way up the hill to Jerusalem to worship God, to pray for the coming of the rains on the dry ground, and to pray for the coming of God's Holy Spirit in dry lives. It was an important time in their lives, an important journey, and the psalm is full of the excitement that they felt in going up to Jerusalem to worship, even if the way there was hard and rough. There are three words that I want us to notice about this psalm. Three words that resonate for us as we think about our own pilgrimage, our own journey through life with God. And the first word is joy. The psalm is attributed to the sons of Korah. These were people who had a special job in the temple. They were the doorkeepers. And in every verse of the psalm, we read about how much the psalmist loved being at the temple, about the special place it had in his heart. He loved being there so much that he was even jealous of the birds that nested there. He envied them that they had their homes and raised their young beside the altars of God. And of the people who worked in the temple, he says, "Blessed are those who live in your house. They are always praising you." To be in the temple with God's people, in the presence of God, worshiping him, that was the psalmist's heart's desire. That was what brought him joy. "Better to be worshipping God in his temple than anywhere else," says the psalmist. "One day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." I imagine there were much more glamorous jobs around the temple than being a doorkeeper. But that didn't bother the psalmist. He was full of joy at the prospect of fulfilling the task that God had given him to do in the house of God. The message says, "One day spent in your house, in this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches." So for the psalmist, this journey was full of joy. Joy about worshiping and serving God. It was a journey that was incredibly important to all the people of God, people who had set their hearts on pilgrimage. I love the Authorized Version translation of verse 5. as people in whose hearts are the highways to Zion. Why was it so important to them? Because they were going to meet with God. They were going to Jerusalem, to the temple, to be close to God. Blessed are those who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. But it wasn't an easy journey. On their way to Jerusalem, these pilgrims had to pass through a place called the Valley of Baca, or the Valley of Weeping. This was a very dry, arid place for most of the year, not an easy place to travel through. So their journey to Jerusalem was hard going in places. But as they put their trust in God, they drew strength from Him. And strength is our second word to notice from the psalm. Verse 7 says of the pilgrims, they go from strength to strength. It means really going from their own strength to God's strength. In the Valley of Baca and in the difficult places of their journey, they discovered that their own strength was not enough, and they learned to rely on the strength of God. In the hard places, God blessed them as they trusted in Him, pouring out His own strength into their lives. And as they traveled through the dry, arid, difficult desert, the rains came, the springs bubbled up, and the Valley of Baca became a place of pools. The desert blossomed. It became fertile and beautiful. The hard place became the place where they experienced the strength and the blessing of God. The people described in this psalm had a longing for God's presence. In every human heart, there is that spiritual hunger, an emptiness, an ache, which can only be satisfied by living in a right relationship with God. It is in knowing Him, in being in His presence, that the soul's longing is satisfied and the cry of the heart is answered. The blessing of God's presence, worshipping God, either by ourselves in prayer and listening to Him as we read His word, or as we come together on a Sunday to worship. That should be the place where we most long to be. Like the pilgrim Israelites, worshipping God should not be a routine or a duty, but a joy and a blessing. In the presence of God in worship, He speaks to us, encourages us, strengthens us, challenges us, forgives us, and pours into our lives His grace and mercy and love. In His presence, as we worship Him, there is fullness of joy. And we draw our strength from Him. When our strength is in God, the difficult places, the tough situations, and the valleys of life can become places where we experience His blessing. It is in the hard times that we come to the end of our own resources, when we know that we cannot cope, and when we turn to Him and seek His strength. Scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that His strength is made perfect in our weakness, that we can be strong in the strength of the Lord. As Martin said, still we know that God has us in His grasp, that God's embrace holds us tightly, and that God's love for us will never, ever be diminished. Unlike the pilgrim people of Psalm 84, though, we don't need to go to a special place to be with God. He is with us in everything, closer than breathing. And yet I am challenged by the psalmist's longing for the presence of God, his joy and excitement at being in that place of worshipping the living God. Are we people who have set our hearts on that pilgrimage? Do we know that in our weakness we can trust in the strength of God and find that in our weakness his strength is perfect? Our pilgrim journey through life has many hardships, but as we trust in him and walk with him, we can know the joy and the strength that the psalmist speaks about. And so let's pause there as we sing "All the Way My Saviour Leads Me." We've thought of two words, joy and strength. But there's one more thing to notice about this psalm, because the journey that it describes was not a solitary one. The psalmist speaks of his own longing to worship God at the temple, but the whole people of Israel made this journey together. And so the third word we think about from this psalm is togetherness. Verses 5 to 7 say, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. They go from strength to strength." They were on the pilgrimage together, in the experiences of the journey together, supporting one another in the difficult places, rejoicing together in worshiping God. We are each of us on a journey as an individual, but we are also on a journey together as a church. And while each of us has responsibility for our own relationship with God, as we picture the whole company of Israelites making that journey to Jerusalem together, so we think of our need for one another, our need for unity and fellowship and togetherness as we journey on. Things in church will not stay the same. We're looking forward to having a new minister. But the whole point of a journey is to move on, to go somewhere new, to experience new things, to encounter change. And in that change, in those new things that lie ahead of us, our togetherness will be crucial. We remember that when Jesus prayed for us on the night before he died, he prayed that we would be one, even as he is one with God the Father. "May they be brought to complete unity," he said, "to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you loved me." If we are not together, supporting one another on our journey, showing loyalty and love to one another, seeking unity in our congregation, we cannot expect the world around us to hear the good news of the gospel. "This is how they will know that you are my disciples," said Jesus, "if you have love for one another." We don't know what the future will bring, either for ourselves or for our church, but we do know that our strength is in God alone, as we trust him to lead us and to be with us each step of the way. Our journey is about growing closer to him the God we worship, and about making him known to others by our worship and witness. True blessedness is our joy in worshiping, our trust in God and his strength, and our love for one another. That is what marks the pilgrim-hearted people who are on their way to Zion. Amen. And let's sing.